Former UN weapons inspector and International Atomic Energy Agency chief Hans Blix says Iran's nuclear program is suspect. In a British radio interview, he says Iran's choice to enrich its own uranium does not make sense.
The whole configuration of the uranium program has raised questions. They have two power reactors, and they prefer to enrich themselves, which is very expensive. A country like mine, Sweden, has 10 power reactors, and we find it cheaper to buy. And South Korea has 20 power reactors, and they also find it cheaper to buy.
Blix says it will not be easy for Iran to dismiss those questions.
The suspicions, I think, will be there. I don't think there's any way in which Iran can really persuade the other sides that they do not intend at some stage to go for a weapon, or at least to be closer to a weapon.
Inspections are not necessarily the best way forward, Blix says. The same types of centrifuges can be used to enrich weapons-grade uranium as those needed to make fuel for nuclear power plants.
In some way, it's a side track to chase for evidence of their intention. What is important is there any way in which they can be persuaded to stay away from enrichment? Is there something that they prefer? And there you come with incentives and disincentives.
Blix says he thinks carrots will work better than sticks.
I think that dignity and humiliation plays a big role. If Iran, I mean, there is a way of sort of shaming them into it, putting them to confess you're sinning, and hoping that this will make them softer in their approach. I think it's probably the opposite, that rewards are better.
Egypt's ambassador to Britain, Hatem Saif El Nasser, says rewards are already working.
The IAEA is a very important, of course, component of this. But again, we saw that the involvement of the United States and the bilateral talks that they had made a change in the atmosphere where all these negotiations are taking place. So we feel that the involvement of the United States in direct talks with the Iranians is a good sign.
The last thing the Middle East needs right now is a new confrontation, says the head of multilateral relations at the Arab League, Wael El-Assad. He says Iran is walking a delicate line, and diplomacy is the only solution.
Iran is trying to create the right conditions for it to get back into the international community without giving up its rights as well. Because it does, as a country, it does have rights, and we should not in the moment ask her to give up these rights, because that would be a precedent also to request countries to give up their own rights under the NPT.
Article 4 of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty guarantees nations the right to pursue nuclear research for peaceful purposes. That is what Iran claims it is doing, and is still trying to convince the world that that is all it is doing. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.